Şu feyzane, sekreter.
Test for Vyoyi Topşimim, Alabay 1881 on Tuesday.
After the faith test, Kaposik Bitonu. Lo işne biyom tep rishon, lo işne biyom tep sheni. Now, we have to remember that there are two pshoti. When the Gemara says, Kaposik Bitonu, lo işne biyom tep rishon, lo işne biyom tep sheni. According to Rashi in Tesis, so when the Gemara says, lo işne biyom tep sheni, it has reference to yom tep sheni bizman hazeh, which is only the Rabbon. And according to the Ramban and the Ritvo, so when the Gemara says, Kaposik Bitonu, lo işne biyom tep rishon, lo işne biyom tep sheni, the Gemara has reference to yom tep sheni b'migdosh, bizman habayis, where it was midrais. Now, Kaposik Bitonu, lo işne biyom tep rishon, lo işne biyom tep sheni. Mashmam didai v'miktone stam, v'lo imam. So how does the Gemara know? How does the Mashi know that when the Mishnah says Lua Vagozo Vayovich, so it has reference in the Yom Tov Sheni, because the Mishnah doesn't say Lua Vagozo, Lua Vagozo Vayovich Yom Tov Rishni Posel. It says Lua Vagozo Vayovich Posel, so it means all the days of Yom Tov, Ben Yom Tov Rishni, Ben Yom Tov Sheni. You told us Tav Lemach, the people are willing to come on Nika Bechosa Koshu Posel. So in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says that Chosar is possible. So Manasha, if the fact that the Mishnah says it stop without spelling out, without spelling out your depression, implies that if your depression is possible, so the next Mishnah the same thing, the same deal. It seems the Mishnah doesn't spell out Chosar possibly. That Choser is of Yom Tov Rishni, so it means, it implies, even Yom Tov Sheni Choser is possible. And still the Gemara says that Yom Tov Sheni Choser is So the Kasha Tetzis is, Monefsha, if we are Mudayik from the Stam Losh, that it has reference to Yom Tov Sheni as well, so we should make the same deal in respect to the next Mishneh of Chosem. Make a motivation, we died with Iktone Gozo, the Loikotone Shoru, and if we are going to say that the deal is not because the Mishneh says Tam, but because, since the Mishneh says, Luleva Gotom doesn't say Luleva Shoru, so obviously Shoru is Kosher. That couldn't have reference to Yom Tov Rishni, because Yom Tov Rishni is always possible, it has to, it requires Lachem. So, not only the Mishnah is reference to Yom Tov Sheni. Vidai to the Kodim Kodim Shou, Holy Kamon, we say, Vasu Daik HaMachon VaYitzchok Ochet. Because HaMachon VaYitzchok has the Kashi against Rav Yitzchok and Achmeinu of Ashmuel, who says that Yom Tov Sheni Gozlu is kosher. So, Vosim HaMachon VaYitzchok, Lule VaGozlu VaYomish Posel, Ho Shou, Kosher, Ilay is Ilion Divishno Lachem, Lachem, Lalavio, and Lavio Shani. So that means that only Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok thought of this deal. But until Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, the Gemara didn't know this deal. As a matter of fact, I mean, this is a very faint kasha. A very faint kasha. Because Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok is asking the kasha against Shmuel. So, all you can deduces that Shmuel did not approve of this deal. Shmuel did. But here, the Gemara, the Makshi of the Gemara, he did not agree with Shmuel's deal. On the contrary, Shmuel says just the reverse of what the Makshi says here. The Shmuel says that Yom Tov Sheni goes with Kosher. So obviously, Shmuel holds that when the Mishnah says Uleva goes with Yomish, it does not have reference to Yom Tov Sheni. It has reference to Luleva Gozo Posel, does not have reference to Yom Tov Sheni. It has reference, at least the first part, Luleva Gozo Posel, has reference only to Yom Tov Rishon. Only to Yom Tov Rishon. So Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok is asking, is midayin, not like Shmuel. But the Makshir, who assumed that the Mishneh has reference to Yom Tov Rishni and Yom Tov Sheni, maybe Enoch Hanane. Why did the Makshir assume that? Because of the same view by Shmuel. Just because Shmuel is mentioned in the Gemara after the Gemara mentioned, just because Rav Nachman Yitzchok is mentioned in the Gemara after the memory of Shmuel, it does not mean that the Makshev, who is saying the same thing as Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that he didn't know of this diuk, what kind of a lie is it? Alright, but this is how what Tesis is saying. Why is Tesis saying that way? Because since only Rav Nachman Yitzchok mentions that deal, and the Gemara didn't say this deal, the Makshiria didn't say mi diktone zos v'lo i diktone v'lo i kotone sho shmano dikoposik nitone lo ishte v'yom t'vishle v'dev shem. Since the Gemara, the Makshi doesn't say it that way, so it's a raya that the Makshi didn't know of this deal. So why did he say so it's on the basis of another deal. What are the deal? Because the Mishnah uses Istam Rosh. So that's why Tesa says it. Alright. Avaloch, he says, the whole time is last week, I can't have my Yitzhak about it. Avaloch, he asks a dainty. Vimishum, Victone, Gozal Dunya, the Yobish, Hochaname, Tabineke, Kotone, also Hazosis, our Uribe, the Mipslav of Yotashani, Mishum Hodo. So the psul of Chosan is mentioned near the psul of also Hazos Yisal Ribay. And this is assuming here that the reason is why also Hazos Yisal Ribay is possible is because of Hodo. And the psul of Hodo applies to the Shani. Because why is Yomish possible? Because of Hodo. And that applies to the Shani. So the Mele, the psul of also Hazos is al Gubei, should also apply to the Sheni. And the psul of Choser is mentioned in the Mishneh next to the psul of also Hazos is al Gubei. So we should make the same deal in respect to Choser as we are making in respect to Hodo. Also Hazos is al Gubei, Mishneh Sheni Shemhodo. Umiu Gerushalme Mashek Sas. Dimishim Hazos is, so in other words, Tesves is assuming here that the psul of also Hazos is al Gubei, in view of the fact that it's possible because of Hodo, so it would apply to Yom Tov Sheni also. The Sheni also. Then he says, from the Yerushalmi it's mashma that the psul of also Hazos is al Gubei does not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. It only applies to Yom Tov Sheni. Umi u Yerushalmi mashma tzas, yush Hazos is umi tzol Yom Tov Sheni. The music of the Rabbi Yitzchok ben Nachman, Mishim Rav Shmuel, kol ha-psulim in the psulim elo b'yom tefish nuvan. Tamon amu, rubei mitzadechot. So in other words, also Chazos is al rubei is possible, but al miute is not possible. Masha'im ke, if the Chazos is on top of the chitem of the Eskik, chitem, that means in the Eskik you have that portion where you have the blikes, that's the chitem, the bulgings. So that's the chitem, the way, like a nose is buried from the face. So the portion of the blitis of the esrik, so that's called the chitem. So in other words, even though Chazos is a scar on an esrik, passes only if the scar overtakes the major portion of the esrik, but if the scar overtakes only a mute portion of the esrik, so the esrik is not possible, but if the scar overtakes the chitim of the esrik, the blitis of the esrik, so there it's possible, even though it's only mute. It's only mute. So, tamon amrinon rubim tzadechot chitme, ki rube, vahayim bimokimechot, de amrinon likamon gabi chazosis, so in other words, and Yerushalmi says, because why does Tesis have to mention the whole Yerushalmi? Couldn't Tesis just mention kolapsulin and psulin and beyond the traditional love? You know? So we see that the psul of also Hazosis Birube applies only to Yom Tov Rishi, because we could say, without the other part of the Yerushalmi, we could say that when Rav Yitzchok ben Nachman b'shem Rav Shmuel says, kol ha'psulin and psulin b'yom tefrishin, Bilvad, he does not have reference to Chazosis. He has reference maybe to Choseh, but Chazosis not. So Tain says, since the Yerushalmi writer for the memory of Kalapsul and Psalm Yom Kippur Bilvad, the Yerushalmi mentions it, Ligabei, Chayit Mekirubei. Now what does Chayit Mekirubei have reference to? To Chazosis. I mean, because in regard to what do we make distinction between Rav and Mir? Chazosis, Ligabi, any other psul, there is no distinction between Rav and Mir. So only in respect to Chazosis, there is a distinction between Rav and Mir. And the Yerushalmi says, Chayit Mekirubei, and Mele beyond the Tefrichin, it's possible, but beyond the Tefrichin, not. So in other words, the Yerushalmi spells it out explicitly, that the psul of Chazosis that applies to Rube, or to Chaitem, which is considered like Rube, even though it's Minute actually, so applies only to Yom Tefrichin and not to Yom Tefrichin. In other words, to point out that the psul of Chazosis does not apply to Yom Tefrichin, like Yom Tefrichin. This is contrary to what Tesis said before, because since Chazosis is possible on the basis of Hodor, so the Mele and Hodor applies to Yom Tefrichin also, because Yomish is possible because of Hodor. So the Mele, it should apply to Yom Tefrichin also. But from Yerushalmi it appears that the Psul of Chazosis, which is Misad Hodor, applies only to Yom Tefrichin, not to Yom Tefrichin. So he says, Uliu, Yom Tefrichin, in the Mishan Dafke, Al Kocho, Hodor, ולא מיפסה, אלא משום דחושך דחוסה, ולא מסתבר. כלל, so this says, in other words, in order to reconcile, if we are going to reconcile the Yerushalmi with our Gemore, so then we'll have to say, so we'll have to say that the reason is why also Chazos is our Gemore is possible. Is not because of Hodor. Because how can we say it's because of Hodor? If it's because of Hodor, so then our Gemara says in so many words that the psul of Hodor applies to Yom Tefrichin. Because the Gemara says, Bishlemi Yomei, so it's possible Yom Tefrichin because Hodor is. So what does that mean? That the psul of Hodor, of Eina Hodor, applies to Yom Tefrichin. And on the other hand, the Yerushalmi says the psul of Chazosis does not apply to Yom Tefrichin. Now, if Chazosis is possible because of any Hodor, so now the Gemara says that the psul of any Hodor applies to Yom Tefrichin, so the psul of Chazosis should also apply to Yom Tefrichin. But the Yerushalmi says that the Yom Tefrichin also Chazosis al Chaytmei is not possible. So then we have to say that Chazosis is not also Chazosis al Rubei or al Chaytmei, which is Kirubei, is not because of any other. But what's the psul if not other? Because it's like Chosek. In other words, what does it mean Chazosis? Chazosis means that there is a scar that overtakes the Esper. Now, so that portion of the Esper that is overtaken by his scar is considered like Chosek. In other words, since his scar overtakes the Esper, so it's considered like Chosek. So the Mele, that's why the Yerushalmi says that Yom Tefrichin also Chazosis is Chosek, because for the same reason that Chosek is kosher Yom Tefrichin. In other words, Tesis, and that's the next Tesis also. In other words, the psul of Chosek applies only to Yom Tefrichin. The psul of Ein Hodor applies to Yom Tefrichin as well. Why? Why is there a distinction between Chosek and Hodor? So Tesis says that Chosek is possible because it's not a Mikichotam. It's not like Yechotam. Masheinke, Hodor is another psul. So in other words, so the psul of any Hodor So that applies to Yom Tov Sheni also. But the psul of not a Rechakamo doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So the Melech, if in order to reconcile the Yerushalmi with the Babli, so then we have to say that Chozis is not possible because of Hodor. Because if Chozis is possible because of Hodor, and the psul of Hodor, the Aro Gemara says, applies to Yom Tov Sheni. So Chozis should also apply to Yom Tov Sheni. And Yerushalmi says that also Chazosis does not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So then we have to say that also Chazosis is possible not because of Hodor, but because it's like Chozis. In other words, that portion that is also Chazosis is considered like Chozis. So really there is no stira between the Babel and Yerushalmi. But then Tisa says, will we stop a cloud? It's not mistabea to say that also Chazosis al hupei or al hefnei is possible because it's like Chosa. So what is mistabea? That also Chazosis is possible because it's not nice. It doesn't look nice. It's not beautiful. It's not hodo. So melee. So then the question arises. So then there is a stir between the Babel and Yerushalmi. So what is this saying in effect when we start the cloud? That in the Haname, there is a machlikes between the Babel and the Yerushalmi. According to the Babel, the psul of Hodo applies to Yom Sheni. According to the Yerushalmi, the psul of Hodo does not apply to Yom Sheni. So the Mele, according to our Gemara, so that's why this says the Kasha. Because according to our Gemara, the psul of Hodo applies to Yom Tov Sheni, but the psul of Chosa doesn't. So the question is, why is it that why does the Gemara say composing the tonal this doesn't test how is it that the psul of Hodor does apply to Yom Tov Sheni, even to the Yom Tov Sheni that is in Rabbanon, and the psul of Chosea doesn't apply. That Tesis doesn't test. Tesis only has the Kashe, Munevshah, if the Gemara is Nidayik, composing the Tonal, Mishnah, Yom Tov Sheni, why is the Gemara Nidayik that way? Because the Mishnah mentions that stuff. So the Gemara should make the same deal with Abba Chosa too. But Tesis could have asked another Kashe. Why is there a distinction between Chosea and Hodor? That Tesis doesn't ask. So that Tesis didn't consider as difficult. So why is it that Tesis didn't consider it? So because it's safe massive machshava tchila, because of what Tesis says in the next Tesis. Tesis says at the end of the next Tesis, Likach mire, the high time we should be revision the raise the gul, who show him the rabbonon the halimikos, he is the rishul barok, he will come in, 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 he will come in. So, because of looking at Shmaitzin, Rabbi Yechon, and so on, Tikkun, Mishim Mitzvah, Habo Ba'Veire, in other words. So, Tetzah Shittin is, that wherever the Chiyub of Nitiles Ruler is Midraise, let's say, B'Mikdosh Kol Shivo, so then all the Psul Midraise in the show applies to Midrash Kol Shivo. But when does the Gemara distinguish between Yom Tov Rishni and Yom Tov Sheni? Only when Yom Tov Rishni Sheni is Midrabonon. So then the question arises, so how is it that in respect to the Yom Tov Sheni, the Mitzvah of Lulev, the Yom Tov Sheni that is in the Rabbanon, so we find the distinction, certain psulim do apply, certain psulim do not apply? So the answer is, as far as the Chetzin is concerned, let's say, so in other words, since Hodor, any Hodor, is a chisom in the etzem chepitz. In other words, why is any hodo possible? Because it's not the proper chepitz. In other words, Hodo is descriptive of the chepze of the mitzvah. The esrik has to be hodo. The lulav has to be hodo. The adasim, the avodes have to be hodo. So mele, where it's a chisol in the chepze of the mitzvah, it's a chisol in the chepze of the mitzvah, so then it's called the tikkun rabbonin kinderaisdi. Masheikei ligabi choseah, choseah is not a chisol in the chepze. It's a chisol in the kichotam. So, since it's a chisol in the kichotam, there is, even beyond the vision, there is no psum in the chepze. It's a certain chisol in the maizel. In other words, when you take a choseah, so it's not a kichotam. But as far as the chepze of the mitzvah is concerned, so, even a choseah is the same chepze of the mitzvah. Any hodo is not the chepze of the mitzvah, because the esrik has to be a hodo. Mashiach came chosa, so it's not a chisom of any hodo, it's in the likiche. The likiche is not a likiche tam. So the mele, where it is only with Rabbonon, since it does not affect the chepze of the mitzvah, just in the maize likiche, the maize of likiche is not a likiche tam. So the mele, it doesn't apply to Yotef Sheini where it's only with Rabbonon. But Tesres asked, how is it that in regard to Likiche, Licholecho Beachot, that applies to Yom Tevsheini also? Because that relates to the Ika Likiche. Mashi, Choseah, so there is a Likiche. It's not a Likiche Tamo. And the Hefze is a Hefze. There is no psum in the Hefze Choseah. So mele, the Chachomim did not apply the principle of Kodikin Rabbonik and Raisdi. So in other words, so because of this Vore, Tesres doesn't ask here, how is it that the Vore distinguishes between Hodo and Chosa? So that is not difficult. But the difficulty is, how is it that the Vore is Midayik here, that if Gozo is possibly on the Cheney, why is the Gemara Midayik the Tivin Gozel? Because the Mishnah mentions it stam. So Chosa also the Mishnah mentions it stam. So the Kasha of Tesis is, why is the Gemara Midayik in respect to Gozel? And the Gemara does not make the same deal in respect to Chosa. But Tesis Shite is that Chosa is Chosa Yotev Sheini, any Hodo is possible Yotev Sheini. And the other is possible to Sheni. And Chazosis is possible because it's in Yehoda. So mainly it should apply to the Sheni. But Yerushalmi says it doesn't apply to the Sheni. So this is the case that Yerushalmi is Chilkan out of the Mare. And according to Yerushalmi, even Yomish would be Koshal to the Sheni. But according to our Mare, that Yomish is possible to the Sheni. Why? Because Yomish is possible and not in Hodo. Hodo means that there is a psul in the Hefze, not in the Maisa in Kiche. So the Mele, it applies to the Sheni also. And the Korintal Gimore, whenever it's a psul of any Hodo, so it applies to the Sheni. So the Mele also has Yosis, should also be possible in the Sheni. So that's the Shite. But Yerushalmi said the contrary. So what this is saying, in effect, that our Gimore is Chilka in Yerushalmi. Vieshlema, Yerachanine Leslie Hypoposit Bitoni. Kmushmuel Nishmaitzin, the make a mass missing because of beyond definition. Umachshir, beyond definition. So the first reality is that Rabchanine rejects this worry of sins the Mishnah mentions down, so the Mele, it applies beyond definition also. Because Rabchanine is with Shmuel. So that means that according to Rav Chanina in Hanane, Gozul is also kosher Hashem. Gozul is also kosher Hashem. And since, so according to the first question in Tesis, since Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochoi, he agrees with this Gemara, the Makshim of this Gemara, and that Gozul is also possible on the Sheni, since the Mishneh says Tam, so that means that according to the first question in Tesis, so Chosa will also be possible, Alibe, the Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochoi. Because Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rashid Miyachoy agrees with the diuk of this Gemara. That Kaposi Gitone, since the Mishnah says stop, so that means it applies to Yom Tevsheni also. Yom Tevsheni also. That Gozel applies to Yom Tevsheni because the Mishnah makes it stop. So according to that Svore, but Gemara is only asked, why is Gozel possible? Yom Tevsheni. So the Gemara says, because of Mitzvah Maveret. But that means that according to Rabbi Yechad Mishim Rabshim Yechoy, Choser is also possible Yom Tevsheni. Choser is also possible Yom Tevsheni. And according to Rabbi Hanine, who says that Choser is possible Yom Tevsheni, so we will say that Gozel is possible Yom Tevsheni. Now, according to Rabbi Hanine, so he says, ויש להם רב חנינה וסלע היו פסים לטונה כמו שמועים נשמייצים דמי כמסליס ניגוד ביות הפרישי ומחתו ביות השני אינה מהגרי שלי משנה שייך לדלניק מי נקטונה סתם ולמטריק אבל כולה ולמסתם סתם ולמחתו אבל כולה אחרינה את אדר פינס מנשן במשנה היו למחתו ברי ש לא ימחתו בסייפה ושאין דבור סתם אבל בשיש לחלי so there is a difference between the first lashon of Tesis and second lashon of Tesis. According to the first question, Tesis, it follows that according to our Gemara, so Choser is possibly on the Shem, because of the same deal. Kaposek Stam, the second Mishnah, says that Choser is possible. Stam, it doesn't say Choser possible. Beyond the vision. So that means that according to our Gemara and according to Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yachoy, who agrees with the Diuk of our Gemara, Choser is possible beyond the Shem. But Rabbi Hanine agrees with Shmuel. But if we are to pass him, not like Shmuel in regard to Gozel, beyond the Shem, so Mele we can't pass like Rabbi Hanine according to the first motion. According to the second motion, he takes this. So that Hanina himself can also agree with the Diuk of this Gemara. With the Diuk of this Gemara. Since the first Mishnah spells it, doesn't spell it out, doesn't limit it to Yom Tevishin, so it's a Raya that the first Mishnah so applies to Yom Tevsheni also. So Yom Tevsheni also. Mashiach in the second Mishnah, so there we cannot limit that. Because the reason is why the second Mishnah mentions that Stam, because in view of the fact that the first Mishnah mentioned that Stam, so maybe the second Mishnah also mentions that Stam. The second Mishnah also mentions that Stam. But, so according to the second Teretz, Washington Teretz in Tisves, so the Rav Hanina's deal that Choser is Choser Yom Tevsheni can be a little bit of too, can be a little bit of Rabbi Yechon Mishnah Rav Shemini Yechon Yitu. So in other words, there is a big nachtimine between the first Teretz in Tisves and the second Teretz in Tisves. According to the first Teretz in Tisves, so our Gemore does not accord with Rav Hanina. Because Rav Hanina called with Shmuel, Mashiach can call in second Teretz in Tisves. So Rav Hanina does not have to call after with Shmuel. Rav Hanina can call with Rabbi Yechon Mishnah Rav Shemini Yechoy in our Gemara. So in other words, as whether Choser is kosher Yom Tevsheni, Alim Dilchase, after all, most the Sheni, except for the Lamoya, so all the Sheni passed. The other Mishnah, few other Mishnah, was most the Sheni passed like Rabbi Yechon Mishnah Rav Shemini Yechoy, not like Shmuel. So Mele, that means that according to the first motion, so we have to pass in that Choser is possible in the Sheni, according to the second motion, so we have to pass in that Choser is kosher in the Sheni. Bino Hodor Rek, Mashma de Pshitomei, Bino Hodor Rek.
Why do we have to pass
the process
as possible? Is it just that we're able to pass?
There's
no
steering
between.
I mean, no, because according to the first
Washington Tesis. Yes,
no, because in the first Washington Tesis, the first Tesis says that the reason is why the Hanina is Machshir is because he agrees with Shmuel.
I understand.
But if we don't agree with Shmuel, if we agree with our then we have to be mitalik from the second Mishnah, the same deal. That since the second Mishnah says start and doesn't limit it to Yom Tevishin, that means that Choser is possible Yom Tevsheni also. Just as Gozel is possible Yom Tevsheni. And since except for the Lahoya and the Baloito. So all the Rishayim passed like Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabshim Bein Choy, not like Shmuel. So the Mele, that means that according to the first question in Tetzres, we have to pass not like the Chanan, and we have to pass that Chosam is first, that's a bit Chidesh. But according to the second question in Tetzres, so even Rabbi Chaninek can agree with Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabshim Bein Choy. He doesn't have to agree that with Shmuel. So if Rabbi Chanine can agree with Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabshim Bein Choy, why shouldn't we pass the like Chanine? So he said, we have to pass the like Chanine. Right. Bin Hodom like, Mashma Vipshito, he bin Hodom like Oyeim, Vilochem Mishalachem Lesik Melbiot Tepish, Vechim Lukachtem Vimadzim Aminei, Chose Adi Bin Rikichatamo, Vimif Solabiot Tepish, Kedam Bin Rikam Ben Filke, Rabbi Chanine Mabit Lebiot Tepshemi, Not the shame. So what does Tesis say? Tesis is saying, now according to Tesis, the whole Gemara deals with Yom Tevsheni the Rabbah, but Yom Tevsheni the Raise, the Mikdash Kol Shiva. So then all the psulim that apply to Yom Tevsheni, including the psul, the extraneous psul, which is descriptive of the legal aspect. I mean the fact that it showed it's not Lachem. It's not descriptive of anything physical, I mean. Yes, Lachem, not Lachem. It's not descriptive of anything physical. It's only descriptive of something legal. Whether he has violence or he doesn't have violence, So even that soul applies to Yom Tov Sheni of Yom Raisa. That's the issue. And in other words, so B'mikdosh Kol Shivo, so show is possible. And anything that is possible Yom Tov Sheni is possible Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because the same pasuk that is expressive of the Chiyuv of Lulev, B'gvulim Yom Rishe, is expressive of the Chiyuv of Lulev B'mikdosh Kol Shivo. So whatever is learned out from that pasuk should apply to the chiyuv of lulev kol shivo. But the whole Gemara deals with Yom Tov Sheni Rabbah, which is only zecher l'mikdash. So, in respect to certain psulim, the Chachamim apply the principle of kol d'tikun rabbonik in the ice tikun, and in respect to other psulim, not. So he says, Mashma v'pshtolim bin hodolim goyim, v'lechoy mishalachem lo'im misukme elo b'yom tov rishit. So insofar as the psulim bin hodolim is concerned, it applies to Yom Tov Sheni Rabbah. V'chei, mashim ki lochem, it does not apply. V'chei, nu ikachtem, dimat yinu mechoseh, dimimu ikichot tamer. So it does not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. Lo imi so mit frisch, da bin kam vier ke rabkhan ne mal mit Yom Tov Sheni no bibe. Vi teine meiste ze mis he, o kule ba no lexi de khat kho, u kat no khabi no dis tri so do. Vi mi shum di mas lo in de han de xibe mi kam ze in bish. Ale kai, a do ho do. Was wir sehen, if some Shady mentioned that story that Jesus mentions and rejects in the name of the Rebbe. They mention it, it's not in the Rebbe, in the Asogis, but they mention, some Shady mentioned it in the name of the Rebbe. So in other words, so Jesus rejects it. But what's next for it? In other words, because anything that is deduced, that we should master. The Hamadich is becoming, because Roshna Posik is, Ulkachtem Lochem Bayim Ovishoim Priye Tzodom. So the Lekachtem is mentioned before Yom Rishi. Priye Tzodom is mentioned after Yom Rishi. Some Mele, the Rambam says, Mishim Dimashmele, the Hamadich is becoming Yom Rishi, Aloi Kaim, Abo, Hodo, Batlexi. So something like Lohem, but not read, something like Lohem. So Ukachtem Lohem by Yemonishi. So the Lohem is mentioned before Yemonishi, in the order of the words of the Pasuk. So the Mele, it is limited only to the Mavishim, the Psul of Lachem. Avohot Abbas Lexi. Now, but you know that this is really the Rambam's explanation. Tesis rejects it. Abu Hoda Basak says, Atakatakashi. So Tesis rejects it. Midrasimu Mikarta, Dashimon, Bakimitz Rabbe, Urikamu Mifirkin, Abu Mini Shabinulo, Liakrin Zeze, Dibino Mikiratam. So Mikarta is also mentioned, not only Lohem is mentioned before Yom Rishay, but Lekachtem is mentioned, is also mentioned. Not only also, Lekachtem is the first word. Lekachtem precedes Lohem. Lekachtem Lohem Balei Moriche Pri Ritzoto Ve Kapis Modi Banaf Ritzoreis Van Baal Vinochal Usmachtem Lefnei Arishem Lekachem Shilasyam. That's the puzzle. So just as Lohem is mentioned before Yom Rishay, so Lekachtem is certainly mentioned before Yom Rishay. The Kachtem is mentioned, precedes even the Lohem. So Monevshach, if the Lohem applies only to Yom Rishay, because it's mentioned before the Yom Rishay, so the Kachtem should also apply only to Yom Rishay, and still we see that there is one din of the Kachtem, that from which we learn out, Avakashim yosim kachtem ashim bakim etzrabe, uikam bifirkin da'abon minin shabeluev, miyakim zeze, bibinu mifichatamo. In other words, that he cannot take just three meaning. But he, in other words, if he takes three meaning, so it's not that he's not becoming the full mitzvah. He's not becoming any mitzvah. That's the halacha of Me'akrin Zezeh. Because otherwise, why do we need a special posuk at Me'akrin Zezeh? I mean, after all, the Torah spells out, so how can anyone have a saltinaitoch that he can only take three meaning when the Torah explicitly says we have to take from. The answer is, you see, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. Sometimes we have a mitzvah, let's say, kriyasha. So according to Rabbi Yehne, the two parashas are midrais. One is mechuyev to recite in the morning and in the evening, two parashas, Shema and Vehoyim Shemei. Vehoyim Shemei. According to Rashi, the parasha of Sheino is midrais. Up to Vehoyim Shemei is midrais. According to the Chinuch, only Posik Rishi is the Reis. Now, suppose someone is sick. Someone is sick, and the doctor tells him, you can only talk 10 words, not more. So in other words, he cannot recite. It's a Kodesh Mephoshes for him to recite the whole parasha of Shema. But Posik Rishi can recite. Posik Rishi. He can recite. So what will one say, according to Rashi, that the parasha Rishini is the Raisa, or according to Rabbi Yehne, that the first two parashas are the Raisa, or according to the Rambam, that all the three parashas are the Raisa. So what will one say, since he cannot, the doctor forbade him to recite more than 10 words, so true, he can recite Posik Rishi Shema Yisrael, but he cannot recite Yo'afto and Boyim Shemeya, so let him not recite at all. That would be the halacha if by Krishna all the portions that is mechuyev to recite will be miyakit one another. But by Krishna it's not miyakit one another. If a person cannot recite according to the Rambam, that all the three parshas are the raises, still the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Bilchas Kriyashma, he says, Umaru kele shomish parsha yaseu. Umasri likre Shema Yisrael שיש ביחוד השם הגודל והכך רואים ביואבתו שיש ביאבס השם ותלמודי שהוא ייקר הגודל שעת אותו לבי והכך רואים והכך הוא קירי רואים שמיע שיש ביקבורס מצווס והכך הוא קירי פרשם הימיע שגם בו יש בו שכיר הסמצווס לא תסת רמבל why is the Rambam so elaborate, I mean, he has to tell us, I mean, don't we know what is mentioned in Shema Yisrael, and what is mentioned in Vahavto, what is mentioned in Voyen Shemeya, what is mentioned by Eber, I mean, every child who learns Chumash knows what is mentioned, the Rambam has to tell us, a synopsis of the parashas. The answer is, the Rambam herein wants to tell us, that even though all the three parshas are the Raise, but there could be partial king too. It doesn't mean just because you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah fully, so you shouldn't be mikayim at all. And suppose the doctor tells a person, you are sick, and you can only eat one day of Sukkot in the Sukkot, but you cannot eat 7 days. So does that mean he doesn't have to sit in the Sukkot altogether? Because he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Basukkot stage for Shiva Sioni? No. Because suppose one eats one meal in the Sukkot, he has a kima mitzvah. By eating just one meal in the Sukkot, he is not mikayim the mitzvah of Sukkot completely. But just because he cannot be mikayim the bishleimus, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to be mikayim at all. So the same thing is true of Kriyat Shema, true according to the Rambam. So the three parshas are the Raisa, according to Rami Yehuda, two parshas are the Raisa, according to Rashi, one parsha is the Raisa, according to the Chinuch, prosecution Shema Yisrael is the Raisa, nothing more. But there is a partial kiyum of prosecution. Why is there a partial kiyum of prosecution? Because prosecution is expressive of Yehud Hashem. So Mele, he is mikayim a partial kiyum of Kabbalah Senor Shemayim. The partial Sheno is expressive of Aras Hashem. And Talmud Eishui Kabbalah Shachar Tolabe. So it also constitutes a partial kiyum, another partial kiyum of Kabbalah Senor Shemayim. And Volim Shemaya, again Kabbalah Senor Mitzvahs. So there are certain mitzvahs, even though there is a certain shiur that we have to do, but even if you don't do the whole thing, yet it came a mitzvah. That's in a makrim zeze. Mashiach, here the droshe is, abominim shebunul of makrim zeze. What does it mean? That we have to take all the four minim. Naturally, the Torah says we have to take all the four minim. The Gemara wants to point out, suppose a person cannot get a chodesh, cannot get, impossible. But he can get only 3 minutes. So maybe he should take the halakha as a 3 minute. So he will not be mikayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, but he'll have a partial kiyum. Just as a person who cannot sit in the sukkah all the 7 days, but he can sit one day in the sukkah. Let him sit one day, let him sit every day, as much as he can. So that's exactly the course of no. Either you take all the 4 minutes together, or you don't take it all. There is no kima mitzvah of taking 3 minim without the fourth. So that is deduced from the posik of Tachter, the binon v'ikichotam, uvishim apirkin v'ishlu narogon, ashim nad v'sibu Tachter, loshin rabbi, shetehei v'ikicho, v'chol echot v'echot, midlo iksi, v'lokachto, lokachto loshin yochi, keichad v'dashinon, perikha v'ishmoel, svire, v'chol echot v'echot, midlichsiv, usvarte, וספרתם, ואם כן, so מתחסיבו קחתם לו של רבי, שתהים מכיחו לכל אחד ואחד. Now, here, אגב רוכה, we can deduce from this case ושיטה, and another question. There is a machlokes between the Levush and the Chodesh, I think, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a machlokes ושיימן on that. Now, the Gemara Menoche says, וספרתם, שתסבירו לכל אחד ואחד. So the question is, what does it mean? So Rashi says, so the Levush says that תסבירו לכל אחד ואחד, the Levush says, means that there is no halacha of Shemaya Keimer Ligabei Svira Soeim. There is no halacha of Shemaya Keimer Ligabei Svira Soeim. Let's say, by all mitzvahs of Aldei Amir. So, you don't have to recite it, to verbalize it. If you listen to somebody else, let's say, Kiddush. Kiddush. So, you don't have to recite the Kiddush yourself. Your father makes Kiddush and you listen, and you have kavanah to be Eitzeh. Your father has kavanah to be Meitzeh in you. So, you are Eitzeh, Shemaya Keimer. Or Shemaya, or Shofar. You don't have to blow the shofar. Ishemaya Keimer. Ishemaya Keimer. So, the question is, how about Tzvira? How about Tzvira? So, there is a machlokes. A machlokes between the Levush and the Prechodesh, I think it's between the Levush and the Prechodesh. So the Levush says that Tzvira, you cannot be Yetzi by listening and having Kabbalah to be Yetzi. Because that's a special Zerzakosov. That's a special Zerzakosov. That Ulikachten, Ulisvira lechol echo vecho. מדרסיב וספרת. There is no שמי קיימא. There is no שמי קיימא. Then, the Prichodosh says, no, why should there be a dean of Shemaya Gaina just as there is Ligabi Kiddush, Ligabi Chaitram, Ligabi everything. So why should Svira be different? But the Zerasakosu, the Pshat, of Svira Lecholecho Meachos implies, because there is a mitzvah of Svira, Sheva Shapsi Sashoni, Sheva Pon Magoetsu, we have to count the Sheva Shites. That's in the last sentence. The dress separate. So that mitzvah is only incumbent upon Bez Nagod. Upon Bez Nagod. Not upon every Jew. Not every Jew is mechuyev to count the shmites and the years of the evil. But that's only incumbent upon Bez Nagod. So melee, this is what the Gemara is saying. Svila v'cholach v'echot. Otherwise, we'd say, just as the mitzvah of Svila Sashonim and shmites is incumbent only upon Bezdin, not upon every individual Jew. So Sfira Seimer also is incumbent upon Bezdin, not upon every Jew. So this is what we're saying, Sfira L'chol Echadech. The Mishneh Berurah points out that the machlokes between the Rebush and what is this chapter? This is says here. Und ich spur da wurde da schon mal in der Schule Karte der schon hat und schick mir die Kohle von der Kohle mit dem Xib und Karte der schon noch. Da schon ein Teil von dem Schmoya Xib und Kohle mit dem Xib und zwar so der Reihe ist der Tänzer sehr gut mit der Asischa with the Asischa with the Prechotischa. In other words, because if it means that Mishpatim L'chol Echot Tinsvis makes an analogy between the Droshe of Svira L'chol Echot Echot and Mekicha L'chol Echot Echot. So if Svira L'chol Echot Echot means, if Svira L'chol Echot Echot means that it has to be, that it's incumbent upon every Yochid, not just upon Bezin. So the same Droshe is mentioned in connection with Rikachte, because we could say, maybe the mitzvah of the kachter is incumbent only upon Bezin. Bezin have to take down the meaning. Not every Jew. Every Jew. So Gomashmono. So it's the same aloche, we can be Svira Seina. But if we say, like the Chubis Arash, that Svira Lecholecho Beachot implies that there is no aloche of Shemir Kede, so that means it goes without saying that the mitzvah of Svira is not just on Bezin. That's mitzvah Svira. We don't have to resort to a special Zerasakosu that it's a chiyuv incumbent upon every yochid. That goes without saying that it's incumbent upon every yochid. But I would say, why shouldn't it apply to Aloch Shemayakene? So that's a Gilzakotsu. We don't apply Shemayakene. How is a child to apply the concept of Shemayakene regarding Kichasluah? Then it's not the meaning of Shemayakene. So from this Teisves, it's mashma, the Teisves has the same pshat, as the Prechodosh, not as the Lerush, as, in other words, as Rashi, not as the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo. Because if it's a Jewish Rashbo, so why, how does Teisves make an analogy? Keicha nidashim u'keicha mishmoel sviru l'chol echad echad. There it means that we don't say Shemayakene. And here it means that there is a chiyuv of Lekichol Lechol Echol Echol. There it definitely means that the chiyuv is a chiyuv on each yom. Alright, that's an extraneous one. So, Bim Kein, Bishon Ayomim Tizgim Min Echol. So, Teisa doesn't mean Tizgim Min Echol, that one shouldn't be Mechuyev to take 4 minutes. But Teisa means Tizgim Min Echol in case he cannot find our best. The whole apocalypse is letting take 3 minutes. This doesn't mean that just 1 minute. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I mean, that's not a special zasakosu. That's mentioned in the finish of Mikron Kachem. Sitizgen lechot ulukicha shel lechot bishul kulo. Likach nire, the haine taime. Now, what does it mean ulukicha shel lechot bishul kulo? Now, that tends to indicate that I think it, and it's very strange. I mean, I know why the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah is mitayik from this tasteless just the other way. The Mishneh Berurah. In other words, that the tasteless agrees with the pshat of the Libush. That it's a that there is no Shemeya Keni Basira Seyma. Why does the Mishneh Berurah mitayik from cases that way, because he says, "Vim kein b'shir adam tizgim b'nechot, u'v'nechicho shal echot b'shir kulom." What do you mean, "b'nechicho shal kulom"? B'meitzi adas. But how is a child to say, to b'meitzi adas, in other words, b'shir 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 b'shir, so without a special drasak also, I would say, "Shemeya keine." But, b'nechicho shalom, how is a child to say, "Shemeya keine"? I mean, one can do, I mean, for somebody else. How can we say? So that's why, so it's difficult to explain cases that way. I think that when Teisa says, because in other words, if we didn't tell that there's a kosher, so then I would say that the mitzvah of sphere, that the mitzvah of sphere is only incumbent upon Beznagot. And if we didn't have the Yosakosu, when we kachtem lo shababish or kircha or chalecha bechot, I would say that the chiyu is incumbent only upon Beznagot. Just like this. Upon Beznagot. Now, if there hadn't been a Yosakosu, or the way the Prichodosh explains it, and the way Rashi Menochas explains it, Sfira Seinia, is Sfira lo chalecha bechot. In other words, that it's not a mitzvah that is incumbent just upon Beznagot. But it's a mitzvah that is incumbent on every individual Jew. So then the mitzvah of Sfiras Eimer would be analogous to the mitzvah of Sfiras Hashonim and Sfiras Hashmites. What's the halacha regarding Sfiras Hashonim and Sfiras Hashmites? So what does it mean? Only Beznagodl is mechuyev tikkun. So when Beznagodl counts, let's say in regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras Hashonim and Sfiras Hashmites. What does it mean that best Nagodl counts? It just means that it's incumbent upon Bezdin. Because, as my brother says, in respect to something else, my brother doesn't discuss it, that there are two alochas in Bez Nagodl. There are certain powers vested in Bez Nagodl because of Bez Nagodl. And there are certain alochas that are vested in Bez Nagodl because Bez Nagodl represents Klal Yisrael. Bez Nagodl represents Klal Yisrael. For example, if somebody is chilek, and a roi of Bez Nagodl, so he's able to sosa. Suppose Klal Yisrael will have a mess meeting, and will cast me shayla. past Nishaya. So then, so will that mean that no Talmid Chochem is allowed to be chelik on the roya of Klal Yisrael? So that aloche of Risoso, so that applies to Bez Nagon as Bez Nagon. But then there is another aloche. The Rambam says in Hilches Trumeis, he says Eretz Yisrael, he harotish shekobash melech Yisrael midas reg Yisrael. What is Kibush Rabbi? Is there a Kibush Rabbi? So in order to be in this country, the Kibush is Eretz Yisrael, so the Kibush has to be a Kibush Rabbi. So what is Kibush Rabbi? Kibush Rabbi means if the melech Yisrael was kibbe sheneret midas reg Yisrael. So let's say Surya was Kibush Yochi. Why was it Kibush Yochi? So according to Rashi, because there was no Urim Bitumim, there was no Shishmuribay, according to Tesis, it was Kibush Yochi because he was Kibush Surya before all of Eretz Canaan was in the possession of the Jewish people. But according to the Rambam, so what is Kibush Yochi if it wasn't Nirbash by Melech Yisrael, Midas Reb Yisrael? That's Kibush Rabbi. Then, so in other words, in order to be Kibush Rabbi, so the Rambam says, the Kibush has to be realized by Melech Yisrael, Midas Reb Yisrael. In Hilchas Nuochi, he again discusses Kibush Rabbi, so he says, Zeh Kibush Rabbi, Zeh Shekobash, Melech Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagon. So in Hilchas Nuochi, he says, Kobash Melech Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagon. In Milchas Kumes, he says, Midas Bez Yisrael. So what is it? The answer is, as far as Kibush Rabbi, what does Kibush Rabbi mean? Kibush Rabbi means Kibush by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. So the Melech, what does it mean, Klal Yisrael? What does it mean that Klal Yisrael has to have to be a soldier to participate in the combat? It means Midas Klal Yisrael. And if Midas Reb Yisrael, so Rubek Ekule. So that means it's Midas Klal Yisrael. So why does the Rambam Yuchas Melochim say that if the Melech Yisrael was Kibush, Midas Bez Nagon is also Kibush Rabbi? The answer is Bez Nagon, besides the Halochas and the Kibush, the towers that are vested in Bez Nagon, per se, between us Bez Nagon. So Bez Nagon represents Klal Yisrael. Al Pidin. So in other words, the consent of Bez Nagon means the consent of Klal Yisrael. The consent of Klal Yisrael. So we may say, if, let's say, the mitzvah of Sfira, Shonim and Shmites, that is incumbent only upon Bez Nagon. So what does it mean, Bez Nagon? Because Bez Nagon represents Klal Yisrael. So when Bez Nagon realizes his Sfira of Shmites, so in effect it's considered as if Klal Yisrael, the whole Jewish people, was counting the Shmites and the Shonim. So in the Mele, that's why Tinsley says, so Tinsley, now, if we didn't have the special Zerasakosu, Ukachtem, Shetei Mikicha Becholecha Beachot, then we would say that who is Mechuye? Who is Mechuye to take the Dalet Minimam Sukkes? Only Bez Nagon. But, so what? So the Chiyuv would be incumbent upon Bez Nagon, because the Bez Nagon, that's the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. And when Bez Nagon takes the Lulev, it would be considered as if Klal Yisrael is taking the Dalami. That's the Aloche Ligabe Sfira Shonim and Shmikes. So anyway, I'm saying all that because the Mishneh Berurah is Nidayik, just the other way from this Tesis. I think no, on the contrary, it's not Mistabea to say that Tesis Shite is like the Levush, that the effect of the Droshe of Sfira L'Cholecho V'Yachod is that we don't say Shemekein, because Tesis says that the Droshe of Sfira L'Cholecho V'Yachod is analogous, is the identical Droshe as the Droshe of Mikicha L'Cholecho V'Yachod. So how is it Shaykh to say Shemekein L'Kam L'Mikicha L'Cholecho V'Yachod? So, but if the Droshe is, if the essence of the Droshe is that it has to be, that it's not a chiyuv incumbent just upon Bez Nagon, but it's a chiyuv that is incumbent upon each and every individual Jew. So without the Droshe, I would say it's only incumbent upon Bez Nagon, just like the chiyuv spirit of Shomim and Shlites. So what does it mean there? That Bez Nagodol is mechuyev to be Sefer and Shlites. It means that Bez Nagodol has to count the Shomim and the Shlites on behalf of all Israel. And if there hadn't been that special drosha, that Likichal Cholecho Leachot, then the mitzvah of Likichas Ruef would be incumbent upon Bez Nagodol on behalf of all Israel. So that's why. So cases in the kasha. So mainly by Yom Tov Sheni. By Yom Tov Sheni, that special halacha shouldn't apply. So Likichas Shalechot Bishvukul. Now there is something else that we have to be mitayik from that pshat, which is really the pshat of the Raimit, and this is rejected. But the Raimit explains that the reason as to why Yom Tov Sheni is that the psul of Shomim doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni, and the psul of Choser doesn't apply. I'm sorry, and the psul of Yom of Shomim doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. And the psul of Hodor does apply to Yom Tov Sheni is because Shaul is deduced from the word Lochem, and Lochem is mentioned before Yelavishim, so the male it applies from the death only to Yelavishim. Mashenkin Hodor is mentioned after Yelavishim, Kachter Lochem by Yelavishim pre Tzodot. So since it's mentioned in the Torah after Yelavishim, so the male it applies to Shaul. So that's the idea. Tesis rejected. But I mentioned before that there is a machlokes between Tesis and Ramban. When the Gemara says, Koposim miton elishim yom tefishim elishim yom tefshemi, what does the Gemara have reference to? The Ramban says the Gemara has reference to yom tefshemi of the Raisa, of Bimikdosh Hoshivo. And according to Tesis, so yom tefshemi, that is the Raisa, so Bimikdosh Hoshivo, so all the psalm of yom tefishim, including Show applied to Kol Shiva the Mikdash. But here the Gemara has reference to Yom Tov Sheni as the Rabbanan. The Raived, or I think this rejects the Psalm of Raived. But when the Raived explains the distinction between the Psalm of Show, between the Psalm of Show and the Psalm that doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni, and the Psalm of Hoto, that does apply to Yom Tov Sheni, that does apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So the Raived, because the Raived agrees with the Ramban Shite, that when the Gemara says here, as a matter of fact, the Raived explicitly agrees with Ramban Shite. So when the Gemara says, Koposim miton eloishim beyond tefishim, loishim beyond tefshemi, the Gemara has reference to the yontefshemi of the Raisa. So the Gemara, the yontefshemi of the Raisa, and when Shmuel bar Achmeni, when Avitzo ben Achmeni or Shmuel says that Yom Tov Sheni is kosher, he means even B'Mikdash Kol Shivo is kosher. Even B'Mikdash Kol Shivo is kosher. So the question is, why should there on the Raisa level be a difference between Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Sheni at all? The same pasuk that is expressive of the chiyuv of Ruven B'Yom Tov Sheni is expressive of the chiyuv of Kol Shivo B'Mikdash. So the Raived says, because those psalms that are deduced from the words that are mentioned before Yerushalayim, so they are limited, they have reference only to Yom Tov Sheni. So Shaul is deduced from Lochem, and Lochem is mentioned before Yerushalayim, Lukachem Lochem by Yerushalayim, Pritzodo, so maybe it applies only to Yerushalayim. Mashaykin, the psul of Hodor, of Ein Hodor. So Hodor, the psul of Ein Hodor is deduced from Hodor, which is mentioned after Yimorishim. And right after Yimorishim is mentioned Usmachter with Nashim Lachichem Shivas Yomim. So maybe it applies to the mitzvah of Usmachter with Nashim Lachichem Shivas Yomim. So naturally, of course, the Raimut will be made, the Raimut will be made that in view of the fact that beyond the Shevi, that the Mikdosh Kol Shivo, so Shaul is kosher. So obviously, it be Bizbarazeh, where it's only Zeichar Mikdosh. So certainly Shaul is kosher. I mean, Bizbarazeh, which is Zeichar Mikdosh, could not be Mochamo, say the Mitzvah, the Mikdosh, in the Raisa. But the Mitzvah is why the Raimeh explains it on the basis of the fact that the Joel is deduced from Lochem, and Lochem is mentioned before the Mishnah, so merely it only applies to the Mishnah. Masha'inke Hodor is mentioned after the Mishnah, so it applies even to Yom Tov Sheni. So what does he have in mind? Drabonans. Drabonans are not mentioned before the Mishnah or after the Mishnah. It's not mentioned in the Torah altogether. That's the Kodesh Chachamim. So the Raimet agrees with the Shita of the Ramban. That's why he explains it that way. But the Isis couldn't explain it. But the Isis rejects it even from the point of view of the Raimet. The Isis rejects that explanation. So the Isis question is, why why did the Chachamim apply the psu? Why did the Chachamim apply the psu of Inu Hodo to Yom Tov Sheni Rabbanon? And the psu of Shaul, they did not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So Teisa says, so the Kachir at the high time, which is the Christian, the Reis Nigun, who showed him the Rabbanon, Zechal Migo, she is the Christian of Rabbanon. He'll come here, Kerala, 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 aber du hast eine Show, wo ich dicke. Und die Gosel trug für die Schweizer, weil ich eine Sova nicht dicke, und ich muss aber eine Lehre, und ich muss eine Sova, wo ich dicke. Mit Teich, sie geht sie die Show, geht sie in Land die Gosel. So war das diese Sehe, sind sie so in der Abonnon. So mit Meile, der Chachonin did the trial, the concept of Kompetik in Abonnon in 30. The implication being, but in regard to she, to Mikdash Kol Shivo, so then show is possible. But the Raimet and the Ramban in the Ritmo, they are all chemical. Yes. All right, so we go.
Peiches and Sukkah. In Sukkah, Chaf Eri Tov Shemim Av, May 24, 1931, on Sunday.
The reason the of so then even if you escape it, the ruler or the ambassador, the others, he still wouldn't be able to become mitzvah. That's the Balamoya Shem. But other Shem Machim, the Zira thinks that wherever he escape it, then we don't apply the law of mitzvah. And that's the reason why the Gemara says, we shall be the Ram Kerry Rufi. So the Gemara has the Kasha of the Ushim, the implication being that if the banker would be Kehle, so they would be able to be Mikami Mitzvah. Even though it was a result of an Aver. In other words, the deen of Mitzvah Bom Aver, according to all the other Shemim, or Achelik and Ramoya, only applies to a case where the violin does not require title. But when the violin acquires title at the time after it already became the Herzog Mitzvah. Let's say, a Kogma Gozo. So, in other words, so when is it Kele? When is it Kele? He's Kele only with the Hegdesh. And the Hegdesh, so the Kima Mitzvah has already begun. But if he's Kele through Yush Kidi, Yush Rede, before the Hegdesh, so then we don't say it's our Kamiya. This is what most Rishayim say. So that's in regard to the Din of Gizabu Mavir and the Gabi Mitzvahs. But the Gabi Prochet says in one Roshim and Murukam and Yidin, there is a special halacha of Bitzi Abir and Chunitzat Shev, that even if he's Kene, let's say, even if he's Kene the Chepzi, Habei Shibot also Shokhiti in Tochno, Biofo, in other words, even if it became a Fushim, before he makes the Prochet, before he recites the Prochet, so we still say, Eitz and Bochem, there is a special Alochem, of Mitzah Bon Aver and Gabi the Prochet, even if the Chepzi upon which you recite the Prochet, does not have a Shem by Aver, as long as the Prochet, the possibility of Prochet, is a result of an Aver. So you don't say, you cannot say Bochem. The Gabi the Kima Mitzvah, so once you are Kehle the Lover, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Gabi the same of the Prochet, so even if you are Kehle the Chepzeh, and it's yours, and the Hefzer upon which you decided Oche does not have the Shem Bayola, but inasmuch as the possibility of saying Kibroche is a result of the Avere, let's say in this case, if without the Zeile of social hitting, it wouldn't be possible for him to say the Broche ala his power. So we say if it's a Avere Rizal, fine, we take the commonly Paschino of Shalashe or Shalam Dachas, we should be a Shalashe. Take the Moishavinon, the Lavashe or the Moishe. The Moishe says that when we say that the Moishe is possible, is not the Eitzei, only when it's Ashe or the Meishe. What it means, so Rashi explains, Ashe or the Meishe means a that kind of Abelizore in respect to which there is a Chiyuv of Bio. Of Bio. But if there is no chiyuv of bio, it doesn't require strength, then we initiate it with the rule of Shalashe. But the question is this. If there is a loch of mitzabon, so even if it's not a shem of the nation, so it still has a shem of bio of air. And then the other kashi is, why does we more have to resort to the loch of to send after Shiure, because Esprit, Lulev, requires a shield, and if it requires status, so then the shield is lacking. Let it be possible because of Mitzvah Bodhavir. Mitzvah Bodhavir. So this says that we cannot apply in Gabe in Gula Shalashero, in Shalur al Dachas, the concept of Mitzvah Bobabe. The concept of Mitzvah Bobabe is only Sharia, when the Abele is the symbol of the possibility of Mitzvah. But when the Abele is not the symbol of the possibility of Mitzvah, so then we do not say Mitzvah Bobabe. In other words, even in the case, it's two antithesis. I mean, one could argue that this thesis is contrary to what I mentioned in the name of my father, as the Pshat in Yerushalmi, that Aloha of Mitzvah Bona Beir is only Shaya if the Chepter of the Mitzvah is the Shem Yibayim Abeir. As Yerushalmi says, that if somebody calls him Matzah and Mitzvah, it means the Matzah is not here, it's Mitzvah Bona Beir. But if somebody takes out the Matzah in the Mishu Sarabi, Pesach Nayit, which is Shabbos, and he eats it, even though the halacha consists of the bria and it's simultaneous with the ma'isa avere, so there is the kind of mitzvah. And Yerushalmi says, what's the difference? Tamon hamatzah avere by matzah zuro. So there is the shem avere and the matzah. The matzah has a stigma attached to it. It has the shem avere avere. It's a matzah zuro. And mashein kein kam by heitzi matzah v'shusarabi. In a matzah avera, the gabbe doesn't avera at the time of the ma'isah mitzvah, but the chepte of the matzah does not have the shem yivayu avera. So we see that the halacha of mitzvah bo avera depends on how the shem yivayu avera that is how the chepte. So why should there be a difference between the things where machmas avera is a gezer bo avera or not machmas avera is a gezer bo avera? If we were to say that the din of mitzvah bo avera is based upon the fact that the mitzvah is a result of an avera done by the kavanah, then we understand very well this distinction. In the case of gezel, so shivin gazel tenur, and then he takes the word on sukkos. If not for the fact that he was anywhere the yisrael of gezel, would he be able to take the word? No. So the middle of the avera is the cause of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the result of that. So we say mitzvah b'avir. But let's say, Rosh Hashem, what is Rosh Hashem? when the company was planted, it was planted to Shimon Rizal. It was dedicated to Rizal. And then he plucked out the land from the palm tree and used it for a mitzvah. Suppose it hadn't been planted to Shimon Rizal, he still could have had the same lulav. So there is no cause and effect relationship between Davir and mitzvah. It happens. There is no relation, no connection. Then we don't say it's Amalia. So that is all right, it's very reasonable. That is very reasonable. If the deal of Pitsa Boma Bere depended upon the Bere by the governor. So we say, when do we say that if the Bere of the governor is the cause of the mitzvah, and without the Bere by the governor, the mitzvah would not be the possibility? So it's not the kind of mitzvah only when there is a direction, when it is the cause. But by Rosh Hashiva, so the fact that he planted the palm tree at the very outset of Shalom Zohar has nothing to do with the availability of the lulav as a heft of mitzvah. But according to what I mentioned in my father, that the deal of Mitzvah Avera does not depend upon the Mitzvah Avera by the governor. Because in the case where somebody is mitzvah Matzah Mishisarabi, Fayden Ali, Kampeser, so there is also a Mitzvah Avera by the governor. They will don't say because the Chetzi does not have a Shem Levi Lamele. So what difference does it make when there is a connection, not a connection? The fact is that there is the Chetzi has a Shem Levi Lamele Zohar, so Mary should not be created. So it doesn't, that is not, does not present any Asoge on what I said in the name of my father. Because we can ask another question. Suppose Shimon, gazled an esrit from Ruben. And Ruben was not messianic. So the esrit has a Shem Levi Lamele. Then Ruben came to Shimon and he saw the esrit and he took the esrit. But it's not that he took the esrit, he was taking it and it's already back in the possession of the mitzvah. So then it's not good for him. But suppose Shimon is such a gabbai ali, such a tactic, it's impossible to take it back from him. But Ruben the Mitzvah happened to be in Shimon's house, and Shimon had the esrit, title in which he was vested in Ruben and Mitzvah, but it was already in the possession of Shimon, and Ruben happened to be in Shimon's house, so he took the esrit, but he's not in a position to recover the esrit, to retain the esrit. So, if he's in a position to take back the esrit, so then it's not good anymore. So there is already chazor. He was already taking the esrit. But suppose Ruben were just able to pick it up for a moment to be kind of his esrit. But Shimon doesn't let him recover it, take it back. So, the esrit continues to have a shem levi lamele. It still is considered as an esrit chazor. But would we apply the law of mitzvah boina avere vis-a-vis the mitzvah itself? It's not mistaken that if Shimon gazled an esrit and he took it to his house, an esrit from Ruben, then Ruben came to the house and furtively, so he picked up the esrit to be kind of mitzvah of Tilas Ruben, that Ruben shouldn't be able to be kind of mitzvah. Even though the esrit still had a shem levi avere. So the answer is true that our mitzvah bon avere depends upon the shem levi avere in the heftze. The heftze is also, but it can only apply to respect to a person where there is a connection between the avere and the mitzvah. So then we say if the avere is the cause of the possibility of the mitzvah, and without the avera the mitzvah could not take place, and the chepter of the mitzvah has a shem levi avera is not the kind of mitzvah. Mashiri, so if Shimon gazled an esrit from Ruben and Shimon takes the esrit, so then there is it has a Shemivaya Vera, and there is a connection between the Vera and the Mitzvah. But if Shimon gathered the Esser from Ruben, and then Ruben in Shimon's house picked up the Esser from the kind of Mitzvah, true that the Esser remains Gozer. But there is no connection between Ruben's, between Shimon's Vera and the availability of the Esser for Ruben, because in this case, even if Shimon didn't gather, so Ruben would be able, on the contrary, certainly would be able to be kind of Mitzvah. So then we don't say Mitzvah Mate. So the Mele tenses itself, can agree that with this oneness, that Allah of Mitzvah is only Shaya when there is a connection between the Mitzvah and the Mitzvah Mitzvah. And where, without the Mitzvah, so then the Mitzvah Mitzvah would be possible. Machine came where the mitzvah could be done, even if the aveira had not taken place. So then, even though the heft of the mitzvah is shown by the aveira, we don't apply the aloche of mitzvah of aveira. This is what he said. The Yeshua will go to the guest. The machmasabir is against the war of mitzvah sheitzvi. Abraham, the one to machmasabir, shenas is bay, meaning of it bay, in other words, in respect to the Lord Shalashemo. So it is the same situation as where Shimon got the Esther from Ruben, and then Ruben came to Shimon's house and for a moment he picked up the Esther. So no one would say that Ruben can have any kind of mitzvah. Why? Because he is the owner, and he would be able to be kind of mitzvah even if the Aveira had not been done. So the Mele, we can't apply the Alokesh of Mitzvah Aveira. So here too, he planted the tree, the palm tree, Shimon Zohar. But suppose he didn't plant, wouldn't he be able to use the same word? He still would be able to use the same word. So there is no connection between the Aveira and Mitzvah. So we don't say Mitzvah Aveira, even though the Hepzah of the Mitzvah has a Shemibai Aveira. But, Umili Yisroel Migaz Rekamo, Amas Isi Dezak Shlashino, my time we should have a Mitzvah Bola Aveira, we deal same should be Shesi, and the time we should be Yichtashiru Rehim, the Esrik Name Boi Shio Keizu Kibesu, Ja, aber da haben wir keinen Teil nicht mehr. Und am Pera, wir kommen auch in die Linie, da liegt Kosso. Die Mai Teile, was man kann und Pauto. Und wir Teile, für die Kosso, die Tanje, die Eizi, die Matzo, die Terna. Doch schon, oh, hält die Poin schon die Itzra, wo war wäre. Die Koche und die Sure, wie noch die Kide, die Matzo, das ist die Sikashi. But why does the Gemara have to mention a special dress and costume. That he needs a little matzo in heaven. Let him not be eaten in matzo because of Mitzvah Bobaveh. Of Mitzvah Bobaveh. So Jesus does not give a character that much. Now, but Jesus says that the reason is why Ruach Shalashim is not eaten is because of Tusemach Tashur. Not because of Mitzvah Bobaveh. We do not say Mitzvah Bobaveh. Because in this case, there is no connection between the Maizah Beret of planting the tree, Lishina Mizore, and the availability of the Ruev as a Heftzah Mitzvah. So in the middle, we don't say Mizah Mitzvah. So even though there is such a deal, say the Gemara, that one day, so Tezi says, Kiyosim Shubeshis. But the Rambam Kiyosha Mishneh, he accepts that Kiyosim, the Rambam Kiyosha Mishneh. So he says, the Rambam says, Mitzvah bo baveri mitzvah, ulifichochu levagozu, vishoashiro vishoandachas poso, vishoashiro shiyo nazeneva. Roy is bauch, keu, hashem is bauzor, uchbaum, 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 uchbaum. So Tinsis accepts the Gilse that Tinsis, Rambam accepts the Gilse that Tinsis rejects. And Rambam says the reason is why the Shuashiro is possible is because of Mitzvah Bomareh. So the question is, what does that mean? That Tinsis, that Rambam Shite is, that Aloha Mitzvah Bomareh applies it into a case where there is no connection whatsoever between the Aveira and the Mitzvah. So then it should follow that according to the Rambam, If Shimon would gather a rest with Van Ruben, and then Ruben would come to Shimon's house, and for a moment he would pick up the Esrog. So he still wouldn't be able, Ruben wouldn't be able to be kind to him. Even though there is no connection between the Avera by Shimon and the availability of the Esrog for Ruben, there is that stuff is stubborn, that in such a case. We should say it's our Maria. Now let's see that in Yerushalayim. That Yerushalayim shines. Alright. Pirko Yerik in Yerushalayim. Matzik Zuhu in Yetzin Yechavos in Pesach. Omolon, Tamon, Guka, Vehre, Prav, Ochel, Hu, Ram Hoche, Hu of Rabbe, Kachanin, Hitzi Matim, Shayoch, which is Rabbi, and Yitzi Yerubose. In Yitzi Yerubose, the Pesach, we don't say that. There. Tony, Matzik Zulu also the Borchana. Omar Rabbi, Shea, or Shea, and Bitsi Abir, please, and Shea. So, Rabbi Yoma, in Abir, and Mitzi. The reason why Matzik Zulu, and not Yitzi, is because in Abir, and Mitzi, so, in a moment, so they are 2 months in the shower. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason why Matzik Zura is not Yeritze is because in Avera Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda is in Meir, in Mitzvah. So one says that the reason why Matzik Zura is not Yeritze is because in Avera Mitzvah. And the other one says in Mitzvah. So if the Yerushalmi didn't mention Tumah Yomas, so no matter what Rosh would be used, we could explain it the same way. In other words, in Avera Mitzvah means that if the chapter of the mitzvah has a shemli bayo avere, let's say you have a gozo, esrik a gozo, so there is a stigma attached to the chapter of the mitzvah, to the esrik, to the ruler, so it cannot be the kind of mitzvah, in avere mitzvah. If it has a shemli bayo avere, it cannot be that we gain the king of mitzvah. But then the question is, so what does Rabbeisi mean when he says something else, a mitzvah avere? A mitzvah avere. So what does he mean by that? Now, so it seems that there are two separate halachas of mitzvah bon avera. One halacha of mitzvah bon avera is like esrik hagozo. Esrik hagozo. That if the chepter of the mitzvah, what is the subject matter of the mitzvah? No, this, if that has a shem gozo, it has a shem levaya avera. So maybe it negates the kima mitzvah. If the chepter of the mitzvah has a shem levaya, and then in the case, and the same thing we could say in respect to matzah zulah, because the matzah is the chepter of the mitzvah. If it has a shem levaya, so it negates the kima mitzvah. Then there is another concept of mitzvah zulah, because if he eats a matzah zulah, now by eating the matzah zulah, so he's Eber, he's Eber and Misagezel. Even though he already gazetted before. So, because that's the Gemara of the Haiman, the Gozel, Chvite, the Chava. So, if Shimon gazels the Chobies of Yai from Ruben, and Mikore, so, Mikore Zuzin. And later on, Icham the Dalet, so Kolagazvoni, Mishalmi, Kishazakzeh. So he only has to pay, one Zuz, not the price, the value of it later on. But, Tavon Shasye, suppose he gazels the Chobies of Yai, and the Chobies of Yai at the time of the Zayin was worth only one Zuz. And then And then it is word, it went up to Dalazuz, and at the time when he broke it, it was word Dalazuz, so Mishalim Dalet. Mishalim Dalet. Now there is a machlekes between the Ktsiris and the Mesiris. I mentioned it once. There is a machlekes in Simon Lamedalet between the Ktsiris and the Mesiris. Why do we say the Tapu Shaski and Mishalim Dalet? The Ktsiris says it's because of Mazik, not because of Gaza. Because the Ksei Shite is that when can there be a chiyuv of Zele if he gazels Mirshus Abayim? Mashen came in the case where Shimon gazels the Tophius of Yain from Gubi, and at that time it was worth only one zuz. Then, let's say a week later, he breaks the Tophius or he drinks the Yain. So then it is worth at the time when he breaks it, so it's worth dalitzus. So he couldn't be in Veramisa Zele the time when he breaks it or he drinks it. Because at the time when he started with Shaske, he is not late at Yoshis Abaya. So in the middle there couldn't be a Chiyuv Zele. So why does the Gemara say the Tavu Shaske and Shalom Dalet? So the thing says, that's on the score of Mazik. That's on the score of Mazik. The Mesives in Simon Lamed Aleph is Chelik, and he says that Tavu Shasim Shalom Dalet is not just on the score of Mazik, it's on the score of Gazel, because when the Gazel is Mazik, the Dor HaGozel, so the Hezek of the Dor HaGozel constitutes a new Mazik. And Reb Chaim said that from the Rambam it's Mashma that the Mesives is right, not it says. Now, the Talmud book has never looked at that. Go on, the Hemo, you clean the Hayezbe, who be Shasak, they will show our book, the Axel Bishasam of the Dean, show the Schneid, we shall in Karen to Shasak, they will, we touch the Kate, we Hamish of Shasam of the Dean. Ho, you show the Bishasam, they will Schneid, who be Shasam of the Dean, now go. In Shoha to Yoha, we show our agree, or your day, we shall in touch the Kate, we above Hamish. Kishas hamode b'din. That's shab. Tavu shas ki mishal nal. V'imeisa abein mo yobad akim leilo mishal tashu mekeifu kishas akim. So, the Rambam, the same Gemara, the Gemara says, Tavu shas ki mishal nal. So the Gemara mentions it in connection with Gaza. So, as far as Gaza is concerned, there is no chiyuv of keifu, there is only a chiyuv of keifu. So, mele, we can explain the way the Tzitzachishe explains it, that it's on the basis of Mazik. Because Mazik is also mechuyev to be Mishalim Keren. But the Rambam mentioned the same aloha in respect to Ganet. And he says that if Ganet was Tavu Shasye, so then is Mishalim Keifu Dalet. Now, a Mazik doesn't pay Keifu, so obviously it's on the score of Ganet. So it's a right to the Nisibis that Tavu Shasye, Mishalim Dalet, is not on the basis of Mazik, but it's on the basis of Gazlan. And by Ganet, so it's on the basis of Ganet. In other words, whenever a Ganet from a